Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Boy, oh boy, these are some energies tonight. I have had a whirlwind of energies myself this past weekend, with a lot of changes and a lot of, I guess you say, up and down and around and over here and over there, all sorts of energies that has just been mixing and pulling me in and out of the vibrations of the true consciousness body and all that I am transforming into the higher states, yet letting go of today's soul consciousness and what's around me states. So holy smokes, it's been a real jumble up frequency. So I don't know what's happening out there, but I know that for myself, I've been embodying more of the true essence of my true soul's presence, of all that I am. Whenever I find myself in this blender of high energies, low energies, attachment energies, releasing energies, just a blender of incoming, outgoing, energies that really has to be settled down. And I know that all of this releasing and clearing and letting go of the hidden cells in our emotional chakra body area is all to do with preparing our hearts so that our heart will be the new expansion of our transmitting, receiving, projecting, and elevating. It's the brain of the body, and it's really got to start kicking into a balance of the body frequency to the higher mind and the higher consciousness of the brainwave frequency. These two have to get in balance and get into a coherent vibrational tone and vibrational frequency of all that's jumbled up around and in and out and around us. And so these new awakenings that are happening from deep, deep within are coming from the heart, coming from our soul child, as they're releasing and transmuting those old waveforms and old karma trauma frequencies, even from this childhood. That little child is experiencing the new awakenings, because every time there's a layer peeled off, there's a new energy field that pops up that also has to be released. And I've just been finding that as we get closer from our mind, our thought forms, our daily thinking patterns start transitioning into the higher mind, we're moving into a oneness of thought forms coming from within that have actually been transmitted from the one mastermind from above. And it's getting closer and closer to this blended sense of knowing and evolving into the presence of all that is. And so I just kind of wanted to say that as I'm experiencing this, I sit down and, you know, I kind of see the blender of vortex of energies around releasing, coming in, and all that I just expressed. And then I just go, okay, hold on just for a second. What is really going on here? What's happening? I'm not going to play this game much longer because it's too hard on my body. I'm getting exhausted. I'm getting aches and pains again. I'm getting bloated again. So I need to pull the reins in and sit still, which is what I did this past weekend, just to say, okay, what's going on? I have to figure out how to stop this commotion, or I don't want to be in the blender anymore. I don't mind having a vortex of energies around me and clearing me, but I definitely don't want to be inside a blender. And so I thought what we should unfold today with is to speak more about the golden energies of the white light frequency of the higher senses. And this comes to mind from my sitting down and saying, okay, it's enough already. I'm not going to be in the blender. So what is it that we need to do for everyone? It appeared to me the Holy Christ consciousness, the holy essence of a higher soul consciousness always appears in a clearing, in a counter rotation called a Merkaba, appears in a white light essence, and it usually has a golden energy or a vibration with it. So this is why I thought I have to bring everything into attunement for everyone as what I did for myself. And I created a golden energy activation for everyone for tonight. So this is your body that is starting to adapt and hold on to the soul presence that you're breathing in, and your telepathic awareness frequencies are starting to connect you into higher vibrations. And that's why we have the difference in the ratios of what's happening in the head and what's happening in the body. I'm hoping I explained this correctly. So we are now at a point where we will be getting used to balancing the energies instead of just receiving the high and low frequencies and rebounding into this yo-yo up and down consciousness, which we experience shortly after an eclipse or a gateway or a full moon. Happens to everybody. I'm noticing it with a lot of my personal one-on-one sessions. It's always after these higher eclipses and lunar activities that everyone gets into this imbalance, and the energies of the body and the energies of the mind create a yo-yo. And that's why they're giving me, we have to start balancing and preparing ourselves for the body to be balanced to what the high vibrations are that we're receiving in the higher mind, inner mind's eye, inner ear. The constant reacting that we have been doing to reflections and projections from outer fields, outer thought forms, outer activities of what's going on in our aura fields, in our outer body, it has to stop. We have to get a hold of these inconsistent emotional frequencies that are coming in at us from different angles, from other people's thought forms, words, expressions, actions. And we have to become more balanced and aligned into our own true soul essence. Become the observer, become the listener, but more importantly, stay in the master essence of your own I am presence and listen from within. You will become climatized to your master essence and its vibrations of consciousness. And once you start to become climatized to that vibration of that essence, of its presence when it arrives into your inner mind, you will breathe it down into your inner heartbeat. And that's when your true soul essence will become you. This attuning into the regular vibration that you're going to hear more through listening will begin balancing the soul light body that is nurturing from the higher frequencies in your heart and your master soul essence is going to start attuning you because it's an intelligence frequency. Now, because it's in an intelligence frequency, it's also going to begin to transform your own inner body's cellular vibrations and consciousness. And what is that? That's the golden light that they empowered me with many years ago. And it is now catching up into the body cellular structure. Okay? This 2020, it's on its way. It's coming in. These frequencies are coming in through the light essences that you're breathing in. So we really need to get on top of this listening in stillness, attuning, aligning, balancing. These are important words, and these words are vibrations of actions that we need to start orchestrating in our minds to assist our bodies to be in oneness of the light essences that we're breathing in. And then we won't feel like we're thrown in a blender after a full moon and our bodies are feeling so exhausted because we're trying to play catch up with releasing all of that that we picked up you know, in conversations or in our daily activities. The essence of the presence, many of you have probably heard me saying this for the last 10 years, the essence of the presence is within us. And now more than ever, that essence is moving into higher speeds of light particles. We cannot see it, but it's arriving through the plasma vibrations that is within these high eclipses and lunar activities. And we are being delivered codes of information within the light essences that is filled from the plasma fields. And it's sitting in our outer aura, outer ethereal bodies. It's just sitting in our outer fields. It can't come in and tap into our heart vibrational body because it's on a creator consciousness waveform. You can only breathe in that frequency, and it's adjusting your cellular patterns and you're pulling up hidden cells. But we want to start getting into a higher state of orchestrating a routine and balancing the entire chakra body, the entire head of its chakra systems. They gave me the other day that this year has already been such a beautiful year of high elliptical rings. They show me rings and rings and rings, elliptical rings, almost like wheels of fire that Elijah had in his own transformation, which is really the higher consciousness moving into a flame of glory as it escalates into a higher master. And so they say every month we've had these lunar activities and gateways and solstices and equinox, and we are down to the ending 4 months of this year, where we'll have another eclipse at the end of the year, and then another one in January of 2020. So you really have to take hold of continually clearing oneself more often through the day and aligning to a knowingness that there's a new system of light that's going to be opening up your heart waves, and brainwave patterns will adjust to the light ratios that you're receiving telepathically. And your thinking and operating patterns are just going to start shifting into a oneness state. So for me, the oneness consciousness is my desire, my goal to bring forward on the planet many, 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 many people into a oneness consciousness. Kind of like the pendulum swings in and out. This is one vibration on the left. This is a secondary vibration to the right. But if it's speeds up into an infinite vibration, it becomes light and it becomes oneness, an infinite oneness cord of intelligence. So we have a dense body, that's the inner cord. We have an electromagnetic light body, that's the outer cord. We want to bring those into balance. So outer field that is tapping into our inner mind needs to be able to tap into our inner heart and nurture that little child who is ready to become a light crystal being. This is where I'm at with transmitting my body and bringing in the teachings for everyone to tap into. And so I know that everybody is going through the same thing that I was going through on the weekend with changes in the body and elevating the soul, but the body felt dense, receiving high messages and then feeling burnt out. It's okay. The masters give me the messages. We're not behind. We're not racing ahead anymore like we were as children the other 2 years ago. We are on target. And we are moving into mastery as we should. And those of you who are moving into the multidimensional corridors of your own timelines are doing it just as you should. And those of you who are connecting to your spirit guides, angelic ones, illumined ones, or masters of your own civilization, you're receiving those messages in the timely, orchestrated manner that you're supposed to. We are vessels of light, receiving information to become transmitters of knowledge onto one another and to assist in the ascension of Gaia's kingdom for her planet and her grid systems to move into the oneness consciousness. And therefore we become a divine orchestration of love, light, and harmony. This is how they show it to me. And so we're going to just relax our shoulders. And tonight, I think without too much more talking, I'm going to just bring in the masters of the dimensions and the star elders and the star nations that walk with me and hold my hand on many, many nights when I'm running through those corridors, chasing many holograms on some nights of a childlike behavior, but just in such a excitement for what is coming down in this next 4 months. We need to be prepared for the 2020. And shower me with protection and information and guidance and, well, also techniques and activations, which I have been delivered a message to give unto others on a telepathic Tuesday at the end of every month. So I welcome all of you tonight from all around the world, that you are a part of my hoop of oneness. This is a very large hoop of a crystalline frequency that gathers the consciousness of many from afar and from within to join in harmony and bless one another. So that during the activation, you're in the hoop of oneness, you're protected, you're guarded, you're healed, and you're elevated with one another. So let's get going and see what they're going to give us with this activation. It is always through stillness that they bring me into these higher corridors. So I'm just going to get my feet nicely grounded on the floor here and ask you to do the same. And just relax the shoulders. I like to roll the left shoulder and I roll the right shoulder. Move my head around a little bit, up and down slowly. Relax the jaw. Relax the lower back. We're opening up that spinal column even more when we're relaxing. And as you're relaxing and rolling those shoulders, relax your elbows, roll your wrists so you feel from your knees down to your feet that you are anchoring even deeper into the floor. As we in our higher gathering bring in a heightened stillness vibration of peace, love, and light. And the master's intelligent strands begin bathing all crown chakras around the back of the head, around the third eye. Light, strands of light intelligent essences begin bathing our heads, hands, waveforms of these light stranded masters of multidimensional sources that speak with me, walk with me, heal me, wave around at your heart chakras, front and back. There's more crystalline light particles that are moving in waveforms of light around your entire body. It's like static sparks that these light particles know exactly who you are, and they know where the low vibrational areas are. In the spinal column, the chakra column, the joints, around the neck, throat, thymus, tailbone, navel, portal in the front where the emotional organs are. They'll gather in waveforms and there be a tingling or a coolness of energy as they're pulling out and realigning you into this vibration of light. They go by the dead, you do the no kumban dan 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 dan. Anchoring vibrations for the feet and pulling out from root chakra any bacteria, parasitic frequency that's causing a low immune system or imbalance. The energies are shifting. They are calibrating their essence of light in a beautiful network of a field of consciousness around all outer bodies. You are protected and guarded and guided as they are sweeping and purifying all those outer fields of other consciousness, of heaviness, distracted minds, while they are adjusting the inner body in their intelligent fields to sweep away those webs of tightness, the back of the neck, the lower shoulder blades at the back. There we go. One large adjustment through the spinal column. We're bringing in more stillness of the higher vibrations of light energies now down upon your crown. Moving also in front of the heart, around the hands, around your feet. Just receive this heightened vibration of stillness, of light energies, crown, heart, hands, and feet. Anchoring you, anchoring the body, there we go, and there is an energetic field, creates a vortex, is gathering and sweeping away any lower vibrations, moving at the right shoulder, in a counter rotation over to the left shoulder, creating a field of energies moving around the outside of the body. This counter rotation is in the outer fields, the Merkaba energy, sweeping, cleansing, purifying. And it's also moving in through the inner body. The Kiramana Nada de Shurano. In the heart, your own hologram of a light vibration is a sphere or a sacred geometric pattern that you see, feel, or choose inside your heart. Moving also in the counter rotation, very gently moving from the right chamber of the heart to the front of the heart, to the left, to the back. The light energy is moving around, clearing, cleansing. It's creating a calming vibration going down to the root chakra, going through to the legs, to the feet, into Gaia. They're in the body's fields, organs, system, blood system, digestive system, joints, bones, cartilage, clearing through this coning light frequency. Big up on, get your girl, and a the top part of your patterned sacred geometric symbol is a coning moving from the heart up in the counter rotation. Collarbone, throat, jaw, inner ear, temples, inner mind, eyes, third eye, front and back of the head, and out through the crown. This honing vortex of light, cleansing, releasing all words delivered and spoken through the throat, all words listened and heard and taught of a lower frequency out through the ears, all that you have seen, witnessed, heard, it is of a lower vibration, moves out through the eye and through the crown. A highest flame of light is appearing. In Shukurvalna, aligned to the beautiful white light as a spiral of energies is arriving on top of your crown, and the same spirals of Merkaba light frequencies arrives into each palm chakra. Golden energies appears around each and every one of you, around your heart, around your hand, around your head. This is the golden essence of purity, of holiest of holies. Feel this essence. It's an energetic field on your head at the crown, an energetic field in your outer body, pulsing at the heart, pulsing on the hands, pulsing on the feet, threads of golden light essences. Their master soul essence, their own essence of a light frequency arrives, child, as a golden spiral projecting down onto the crown chakra. Down into the spiral frequencies are light crystals that are tapping into the pineal crystals. Through the third eye. The spiraling golden thread of light essences, of your master soul's essence, moves through inner ears, eyes, mouth, throat chakra, clearing, cleansing, front and back of throat chakra. The chodo, base of the brain. The gada, back of the neck, tip of the spine. Light essences. Golden vibrations, purifications. Did you know down through thymus, down into the heart. Breathe it in, whole. And breathe it down into your abdominal organs through the solar plexus. Breathe it down into the root chakra. Through the root chakra. And this golden spiral of your own light essence aligns to a diamond point of a formulated pattern. It's a hologram below your foot chakras, deep into the heartbeat of Gaia. Connect to her heart, into that diamond, apex point of that sacred hologram within her. In Chuchu Kuruvanna, this essence is your own divine presence. It arrives to heighten your originating golden creator consciousness within you. These are the threads of perfection within every cell of your being. There are more golden threads in this spiral of light transmitting above the ground chakra from your master soul presence that is projecting energies of its consciousness now to move through the mental body. Emotional body. Physical body. Let it seep through all of your cellular body. Molecular tissues, muscles, organs are receiving and transforming through this heightened golden creator consciousness fields within you, amplifying, transforming to master light consciousness fields. Those threads of heaviness on your chest plate are dissolving. Those threads of heavy grids on the lower back are falling off. And there is clarity of the mind. And the chakras are attuning to a light, a Merkaba vibration. For the spiral of your master essence pours in intelligence, pours in abilities, pours in healing and perfection. As your higher vibrational chakra system releases and lets go in all 12 chakras of the body, there is a pushing out and a letting go from the inner body of old vibrations, of old threads, of old memories no longer needed. You are spinning in a counter rotation of light intelligences that is arriving each moment now of each day and each night. For you are transforming new energetic fields of heightened frequencies. Continue to move around the head. Around the hands, around the heart, around the feet. There is more moving around the throat, and more moving at third eye, front and back of the head. Cleansing. Ichukurbatina. These vibrations of golden rings, of golden essences, are transmitting perfected essences of your own I Am presence to begin vibrating, aligning, shifting the so within body. In all heartbeats, in all inner mind's eye, inner ear, is this inner knowing vibration arriving within you now? You are connecting the inner mind, the inner heart. This vibrational attunement brings forward a new vibration of a heightened essence in your outer field at the heart. I am seeing sacred masters, sacred spirit guides, illumined ones who are enveloping all ethereal fields that are lighting up into oneness of this light essence of a oneness presence that you are creating from within the heart, pulsing, aligning to their essence of light fields and light quotients of light particles in the outer fields around the heart. Magnetizing, recognizing a light vibration is magnetizing a light essence of the master within the heartbeat. To its master silhouette, standing in a light vibration in the outer field at the heart. A light vibration arrives at third eye. Pulse, a telepathic waveform, recognize and magnetize electromagnetic fields of plasma of light vibrations is moving in rings of golden light around the body and housing light frequencies within the body. There is purification. There is a golden spiral of minute light particles moving in the heartbeat. Love, light, and intelligences is the waveforms you are receiving of this golden essence within the inner mind's eye, within the inner heart. Creator consciousness, infinite consciousness, transforming your soul consciousness into a light formation of peace within the inner body. Is activating through this piece of these radiant transmissions of energies of golden creator consciousness, of golden light soul consciousness, through stillness, these waveforms are activating all bodies of light consciousness into their creator soul consciousness in one thread of light. In this golden thread in a spiral of light from the so beyond to your so within heart, down through your inner body, into Gaia's diamond heart, oneness and vibration of completeness. The inner body, the outer body, the higher soul essence to the inner soul body's essence to Gaia's vibrational heartbeat essence. All moving in silhouettes within the body, around the body. In this Merkaba golden light continues moving also in all palm chakras. And your eyes of mastering all consciousness fields within your body will see all that you need to see, feel, know, and tap into through your master consciousness of your own I am essence of intelligences at any time now. Your golden heart flame, your golden essence of light intelligence flame within your inner mind's eye are moving in perfection, in harmonic vibrations. Your essence is a beautiful presence that is flowing within you now. Just receive. Just breathe in the peace, the golden essence of all that you are. This essence is attuning, calibrating, and activating your inner body, your inner being, so that you are becoming one within to all silhouettes of light chords, of light consciousness dancing in your outer body's field each day now. Feel this vibration of stillness that connects you to this essence of this golden vibration that is empowering you to a higher calibration of light within you. You are connected. You are in oneness now. Your feet are anchored deep into Gaia. Move your hands so that the center of your palm chakras holding the golden vibrations of Merkaba spheres of power of all that you are. And gently move your hands to sweep the outer fields in any area that you choose, around your head, heart, solar plexus, knees, I want you to move your hands slowly and gently. You sweep any lower vibration that may still be pulsing in your body. And pulse that energetic field of your own essence, of your I Am presence, to that energetic field that you are bathing in. As you are in this heightened reality of peace, you are clearing and cleansing any area you choose with your hand. Pulse your hands at your navel portal. That's the solar plexus. You're cleansing and purifying old emotions, old lower vibrations, and you are transmitting an energy of perfection that is coning into that chakra. Move your palms to the next chakra, at the sacral chakra, and then up to the heart, thymus, and throat, gently pulsing. You are transmitting the energy of the golden light essence of your highest master's I Am presence to purify and shift the chakras into light holograms of intelligences within the body. Your radiant light is moving through all of your chakras in your body now, as you have pulsed the essence of your master's presence from your palm chakras. Into the body. Wiggle your toes a little bit, so that you are anchoring and transmitting also through coning light fields through your foot chakras into Gaia, into her heart. There is more golden light and holograms that are gathering in the crown chakras as the collective consciousness of other light beings are aligning and arriving and calibrating at all crowns, third eyes, ears, as they are seeing, feeling the heightened ethereal bodies and auric fields moving in the Merkaba golden light essence around you. You have been attuning the vibrations within your inner my inner body, your inner mind's eyes, your inner ears are now calibrating into diamond frequencies. You are activating an even greater vibration of golden essence into the inner mind. And this Merkaba golden energy flowing and aligning to the frequencies within the heart, within the throat, within the thymus, is adjusting, accepting, and becoming one with all chakras of the head, to all chakras of the body. Ni Anchurova Niatana, a gathering of holograms around the head, brings in hedrons of many sacred geometric formulas and patterns, and creations begin to appear within a massive light sphere above your crown. Sparks are radiating and illuminating an essence of your own divine master's presence. You have created this alignment with this spinning of the Merkaba frequency within your chakra body. It has the attuning and calibrating of new information in vibrations and patterns that only your own light essence knows of, becomes of, and will build you into. Masters of all that you are, open your arms to receive the spheres of light holograms that will radiate and transmit and project all that is of light around your head, heart, hands, and feet. Feel your connectivity and the oneness of your entire physical body. It is tapping into radiant sparks of diamonds of light around your entire being. Knowing now your ethereal essence of your light being will be arriving in this essence now that you have created your own I Am presence of this creator, golden consciousness, flowing through you and pulsating out and around you. This light of the soul human form, now transformed here and now, can begin radiantly transmuting and transmitting into Gaia, into all essences of all consciousness that arrives in your outer fields of consciousness now. You are elevating and co-creating a beautiful transformation of oneness consciousness as you just receive. And just be in your own energy of seeing, feeling, and knowing all that you are. Stay connected. stay aligned. Stay balanced. And stay anchored and grounded each day. This is your steps to mastery, children. This is your alignment, attunement, and acceptance of a new consciousness waveform from the outer fields of your ethereal field of light essences that can now begin attuning and aligning and becoming all that you are from within. Breathe it in. Feel the empowerment that is flowing through your heart. And then knowingness within your mind. And move through each day with the golden thread of light essences of your own master soul, its transmissions of love, its highest vibrations of connecting and communicating to you through the oneness of your inner body, inner mind, inner being, to that of your silhouette, of your master essence body, and its master mind and master soul consciousness. Of a light vibration of peace. Place your hands on your heart and feel within your heart its warm golden essence pulsing within you now. Feel your feet anchoring and blessing the same golden essence of love, light, and peace into Gaia. Place your hands on your head. Your hands are of white light, pulsing the energies around you as you move them from your heart to your head. You place a sphere of light of protection with your hands upon your crown. And that sphere of light that you place on your head, on your heart, and around your body is your own protection field that you are moving the spheres of light in your hands in any area in your outer field. Place those energies now until you create a complete sphere of light of protection around your entire body, including below your feet. It is now completely sealed around you, and through stillness, the golden essence of oneness is now fueling your body, your mind, and your soul. And you are oneness of your master soul, fully united into a thread of love. It is complete. You may wiggle your toes a little bit, open your eyes, and just listen to the beautiful essence of your own vibration that is within you and around you. This is how we prepare our bodies through our hearts and our minds to become one thread of a light vibration of love, of intelligence, and of mastery, connecting and communicating to other spheres of light around us. It was perfectly orchestrated tonight. And the essence of the sacred geometric patterns and holograms that arrived from the higher dimensions is absolutely amazing to see how connected the grid systems are around the world tonight. We have people that have from the United Kingdom, from India, from various parts across the United States and all across Canada. And so the hoop of oneness of all of your threads of pulsing into the oneness consciousness gathers into all of those sacred portals where you are living on Gaia and all of her kingdoms and elements and oceans and waters, mountains. They will feel as this hoop of oneness gathers the momentum of a oneness consciousness and the multi-dimensions of higher masters, the spirit guides, and your own illumined ones and angelic ones will now become a collective consciousness for all of us. So we are never alone. We have now expanded our hearts, our minds. We have opened up our Merkaba chakra fields within our chakra body to transmit onto one another higher vibrations for the master intelligent fields that move through the chakra body, move through the telepathic quarters of the grid systems, will continue to unite us and gather us and many other hoops of oneness. And all nations and all civilizations and all creations of what we are transforming to will be known throughout 2020 as masters of light, transmitters of information, always gathering in a hoop of oneness. This is a divine orchestration of love, light, and peace tonight. And I just give gratitude and blessings to the builders of form, to the creators of the higher essences that brought forward all masters of light. And those illumined ones and those ones that came in as atomic masters to clear the bodies and purify the frequencies within the bodies to a oneness vibration. You just give gratitude to all of their vibrations that came through tonight. Thank you so much for this gathering. I've really felt the bliss, and I really felt the anchoring and the alignment and how to attune to being within my own mastery state, just as you will be, so that all that is transitioning around us, we are transmitters of light to it, and we stay in our own frequency, in our own ethereal bodies of new light grid systems. No more blender, no more yo-yo up and down, no more body exhaustion. We have been delivered from the masters this technique. As they always give me the closing word, thank you once again. And I look forward to you all following me along on my website, iaminfiniteall.com. We're having a little bit of renovations going on that website, but it is up there for you to tap into. Click on for a newsletter that will be coming up for you soon too. And I'd like to just say that the month is ending. We are stepping into the final 4 months of this year of mastery, a year of 12. And so ending this year in December, the 12th month, on the 12th day, being a year of 12, the triple 12, 12, 12, I will be aligning to the higher star elders and star nations at Table Mountain in Africa, and that will be from December 5th to December 14th. For any of you who are interested to following me on a most exquisite journey of a lifetime, it will be life-changing. It will be 3 days with 6 safaris with the big 5 animals. It will be going to walk with the kingdoms of the water kingdom, with the whales and the penguins. It will be moving up onto Table Mountain on December 12th for a channel to the star elders that will be connecting us. And so moving through South Africa to Cape Town and through those journeys throughout that time frame of that 10-date arrangement that I have, the masters will be expressing very high frequencies and transforming everyone, ending the year and preparing you for 2020 with all of the animal kingdoms, water kingdoms, winged, and star kingdoms. It's going to be a life-changing experience, one you will never, ever forget for sure. So I just wanted to end it with ending the year with that and following us along from September onward with the events that you'll see on my website. Have a lovely evening. Blessings for your passageways and spirals into your golden essence of your own I Am. Thank you.